Kua tai, te wā mō Scorpio Book Spotlight e arotake ana I ngā puka puka pāpai.
Yes, that's right. It is time for one of my favourite segments of the week. It is the Scorpio Books Spotlight. And Mita, this looks a little different.
It does.
From what you usually bring. Or am I just making...
No, you're totally correct.
Oh, okay.
You are totally correct. This is more of a sort of fun fantasy book because I've fallen back in love with fantasy and whimsy, and this one was actually recommended to me by the lovely Belle, and she hit the nail right on the head.
Oh, really? Do you do that a lot, where you kind of go through phases of what you're reading? Oh,
okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Sometimes I'm like, oh, nah, I don't feel like reading like a full book. I'll just read manga for the last like 3 weeks, and then it's like, and I'm bored, we're going to go and read something else.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay, good. Keep it interesting.
Yeah, it's a rather unique book. It's called Be Sure by Seanan McGuire. And it's a collection of three novellas from her series called The Wayward Children. And it's so, so fun. I've fallen back in love with fantasy. And this is all about style, but without compromising on the substance. The larger series sort of focuses on children who have had like fantastical experiences in other worlds, but have come back home to the real world, like when Alice returned home from Wonderland, but she doesn't have the realization that it was all a dream. Like,
imagine
Alice in Wonderland, she comes back, everything actually happened, but now she's stuck back in the real world. These children have to grapple with the fact that they've now grown up and have possibly lived full lives and are now back in the real world, in air quotes, in the form of their child selves, but they have no way of getting back to what many of them feel are their true homes. It doesn't stray away from the existential horror, because like that's a pretty intense premise. While some of the background characters can rationalize like what's happened to them and then move on with their lives, the majority sort of really want to go back to their real homes in the other worlds.
And yeah, right.
This sort of presents an interesting problem because they've all changed from their travels and they're no longer the children that their families remember. Where do they fit? And the answer is Eleanor West's home for wayward children, hence the name of the series.
Okay, yep.
It's like a spooky version of the school from X-Men. This is the place for the children to go where they can feel safe on two fronts. Their families can feel that they are recovering from their experiences, and the children themselves are free from the judgment of people who might not understand the strange experiences they've returned home from.
Yeah, right.
It's not exactly a new premise. I mean, there's Hogwarts, there's the X-Men school, there's Miss Peregrine's home for peculiar children. And there's a whole lot of others that sort of spring to mind, but this series handles it with a particular flourish. There seems to be a kind of joy in the angst that the story presents. The freedom of alternate worlds means that the author is able to go wild on character designs and backstory and the relationships, and it doesn't feel like it's focusing too much on it. Sometimes the plot takes a bit of a backseat to these interactions between our focal characters, but it honestly just feels like we've just been caught in their orbit.
That's great writing.
It's really good.
It's
the first three books in the series. There's actually 10, it's a series of 10 novellas, and this is all in one handy volume. The first book is set in the present. The second is the backstory of two characters we meet in the first one. And then the third book is set just after the events of the first one. So we sort of present day, back to the past, back to the present.
I kind of like that though.
Yeah.
Oddly.
Yeah. So the first story is a murder mystery, as well as our introduction to the bizarre rules of this universe. Our protagonist is a young girl called Nancy, and she's just returned through her doorway from a world of the dead. She arrives at the home perplexed and grieving a life that she fears she may have lost forever, and she's adopted by a rambunctious girl named Sumi, who is her roommate. It's a fantastic introduction to the series, as we meet many of the characters who support the stories in the rest of the book. Due to her return from a world of the dead, she's the first suspect for the murders, and she sets out to try and clear her name. This is such a good read. I don't read much mystery, but it's so good because it mixes, you know, fun fantasy shenanigans and a love of the bizarre, as well as a really good story of murder, mystery, and betrayal.
Yeah.
Well as, like, laying the foundation for the cast of characters that make up the rest of the series.
A huge balance to try and strike.
Yeah, especially in, like, it's a third of this book, so that's not a huge amount
of space. That's a good point.
Did a lot and not a lot of space. And then the second story follows a pair of twins whose names are Jack and Jill.
It's
so good.
Stop.
And so they're some of the, like, foundational characters of our first story, and it's their backstory. It's the experience that they had when they fell into their world.
Right, okay.
And they returned from a realm that was, like, a mix of Dracula and Frankenstein, which are two of my favourite books. So it's truly a gothic horror fan's dream. The atmosphere is incredible. And the story of two sisters separating and then finding their way back to each other is emotional and gripping. I'm a lover of horror. I think we've established that pretty well. And the story is just...
Yeah, kind of gathering that.
Yeah, it's just like a love letter to all the fun tropes of horror, but it doesn't need to explain them all because you're in a fantasy world. So it doesn't have to make sense.
It's oddly quite sweet in a way, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. And then the third story picks up where the first one ends. Our focal character is no longer Nancy, and the story is that of a quest to reunite with Sumi, who was Nancy's roommate. Our ragtag group, which is, like, predominantly characters that we meet in the first one, in the first book, they have to travel through different realms, seeing some familiar faces on their travels in order to restore order to the world that of a new friend that they just met. And it's such a good final story because we get to experience all the wonder and beauty of the different worlds through the doors, and we understand why every character that we've met so far is so in love with them. And a fun little me using my English degree to good use I realized that the layout of the book with it mirrors the experience of the children themselves. We as the reader see their normal life, and then we experience the wonder of the miraculous worlds, and then we return back to the present. And then as soon as we start to long for a return to the fantasy, we're led back into the doorways and back into the wonder.
Oh, my God,
It's so good.
Wow, we mirror what the characters are experiencing.
Yeah, and so it's just a complete love letter to fairy tales and fantasy and whimsy. It chooses not to focus on the rules. It lays out the bare bones of structure that the universe follows before leaping with glee into the bizarre and wonderful stories that it's here to tell. Focusing on the characters, their pasts, and the wonder of their world, and the grief that they experience at their return. A search for belonging that leads them home, wherever that home may turn out to be. It's the perfect story, A, for days like today, where it's really dreary and gross outside, or for anyone who is a fan of the OG Grimm's fairy tales, or Christina Henry, or Margaret Owens, or any other fun, spooky fantasy books.
Wow. Unique, as it's in, yeah.
Pretty unlike most things I've read. And for a collection of stories, it's very, like, connected.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Very cool, very cool. Great selection today.
It's so fun.
And I'm glad we could put that degree to use for you there.
Yeah.
So, well done. Me
dissecting books.
How is Scorpio Books, by the way? Well, good?
We're pretty good. It's been pretty chill some days. It's definitely in waves at the moment. Sometimes it's super quiet, sometimes it's pretty busy. I'm of the opinion that on dreary, rainy days like today, it's the perfect day to go and hide in a bookstore out of the weather.
Yeah, I agree.
And we've got lots of this, so if you are so inclined, pop on down and snag yourself a copy.
And I feel like this is never brought up, but it's actually quite an important detail. And it's that you guys have some quite comfy seats.
We do have some very comfy seats.
Yeah, I feel like we that do have needs some comfy mentioning, seats. Actually.
We do have a couch over in the biography corner.
Oh, you do too,
plop down right near the sci-fi section.
I say, today sounds a great day to be at Scorpio Books. But, hey, maybe I'm biased, but...
I would be inclined to agree.
Well, hey, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day. And good Are you finished that now, or do you have to like?
I read this, and well, actually, I was on holiday and I gave it to my mum to read because she was bemoaning the fact that she didn't have anything to read, and she read it and she was like, "Okay, I'm giving this back to you only because you need to read this." And then I read it, and she was like, "Can I read it again?"
Wow! So, oh my god!
It is loved by both me and my fantasy loving mother.
Okay, well, to our audience out there, go check out Scorpio Books ASAP.